Welcome to Subway Sports Talk.
Dan, clear of the closing doors, please.
Welcome to Subway Sports Talk. My name is Peter Kennedy, and I am your host. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into SST, Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, and on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. You know what to do. You're here. You're listening. We appreciate you all. But we got to do some real talking here about Week 6 NFL picks. We're back, baby. It's Friday. Week 6 NFL picks. Another winning week for the fellas. Can you believe it? 5 weeks in, not one losing week for this crew right here. I'll put this crew up against anybody. We got Pat Boyle. We got Mark Shenluga. We got Cody O'Connor. We're all here. Pat, I'll go to you first. 3-0 last week. Back on the schneid of the winning ways. How you doing?
Doing well, Pete. Got the GoPuff hat on for those that are watching on YouTube. We are puffing on Zooties. We are smoking on big gas. And we're looking for another 3-0 week. Let's go.
Did you guys hear that SportsCenter anchor do the whole thing with like, oh, bar down, dude, with the little pillow in the lippy, dude. The little, did you see that, Pat? Hey,
no. You gotta point me to that after we finish here, because I need that link.
And I was like, all right, that's dope that somebody on SportsCenter is getting into the weeds of nicotine addict TikTok, if you will. But he did it on SportsCenter, and I was kind of shocked. Unless it was a fake clip, but it looked really real to me. Anyways, I digress. Cody O'Connor, also 3-0. How you doing?
Feeling fantastic. I told you last week I was going to be 3-0. I told you on Twitter I'd be 3-0. And I got a little fun fact for you. Since last week, Pat Boyle, Cody O'Connor, zero losses and zero cavities. How about that? The boys are buzzing.
Cavity free since 93. I love
hey
it.
Now.
And you did call your shot, Cody. You said 3-0. Pat, I believe you also said 3-0 before the episode. And you get even more points because Cody says it every week. And you said it just
I was going to say, I do say that every single week.
And then me and Mark Shenlugin, 1-2, kind of bringing the boys down. But thankfully, our counterparts, Mark, they picked us up last week. You're on mute. Still on mute. Unbelievable. Read a book. Read a book.
Whatever. Anyway, back to reality. I clicked it three times. Anyway, Pat gets more credit than Cody because Cody goes off the record and says, I'll be 0-3 privately every week. So he's got to be, I mean, he's giving himself each way, he's giving himself two chances. So it's whatever. Yeah. Bro.
Well, I'll say this. I actually hated my picks last week. And I think I said it on Twitter. When I don't like my picks, I usually feel good about it, right? Like I kind of like to be uncomfortable with some of my picks. And last week I felt so uncomfortable that I got comfortable, then I got uncomfortable again. I hated it and still almost had a winning week. I needed one more touchdown in the over on the Eagles and Rams game, which they moved the ball like crazy, and then missed the Texans by half point. And now I feel like Mark that I'm making excuses for myself. Nonetheless, yep. Let's move on to our picks here for week six and an exciting week. Some interesting games. We got another London game here, and we got some really good ones in the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hour. Unfortunately, the Giants are back on primetime, and I'm dreading watching them on primetime again, but we're not going there. We're going right to the picks, and I'm going right to, drumroll, Cody O'Connor, because you're 3-0, and you've been on a roll. Best record in the group, so I'm putting you on the spot. Give us your first pick.
All right. First pick, usually my favorite one of the week. And we're going to kind of go back to what's been working. Two legs here, buying some spreads. One of them is a money line. It is Baltimore against Tennessee, London game, which is not my favorite thing, but I know the Titans got there a little bit late, which kind of can throw you off a little bit. Baltimore coming off a loss that was more than just a weird one because they were dropping passes left and right. They were sloppy. It was just kind of one of those, I said it last week, my favorite saying, throw the record books out kind of games against Pittsburgh. But I'm going against the Titans team that I'm trying to swear off, but somehow, some way, each week I find myself betting on or against them, and I'm usually wrong, either side. But I'm betting against them this week. I think Baltimore gets right. I think they get this win. Maybe Titans can keep it close, which is why I want to go with the money line here. But Lamar has been just balling out all year, and that game was not on him, and I think the offense gets better. So Baltimore leg number one on the money line. And leg number two is the Miami Dolphins at home against what I consider the worst team in the league, the Carolina Panthers. I'm taking them down to 5.5 on that spread. Look, Miami had a tough time with Buffalo, but when they are playing these teams that are sub 500 or bottom tier type of team, they are absolutely steamrolling them. I was pretty close to just taking them minus 13.5 straight up. I liked Baltimore enough to put it and pair it together, but Miami shows no signs of stopping, no signs of slowing down. I know A-Shane is out. Well, Raheem Mostert is just fine, and Jeff Wilson's coming back, and that offense is just a machine right now. I don't see any way Carolina can keep up with them. I think Miami rolls yet again. So leg number one, Baltimore money line. Leg number two, Miami minus 5.5. That's minus 109. Pick number one.
Would anyone mind if I jump in to get into this mix here earlier on? All right, because I want to just piggyback right off our guy, Cody O'Connor. And for my first pick, I'm going with a straight bet. Baltimore Ravens, minus four. Wait, is it four? 4.5? Minus four at the moment in London, technically an away game, quote unquote, but it's away for both of them, right? Minus four, Tennessee Titans. Cody just got into it, but I want to ask you all a question. How many times in Lamar Jackson, in his career, how many times in Lamar Jackson's career has he lost back-to-back starts? That's my question to you guys. 0-0?
I'm going to say one.
Any guesses? One? Okay. Listen, maybe the exercise wasn't as good as I thought when I planned it out. The answer's two. Only twice in his career has he lost two games in a row, especially off one of these games where they got embarrassed for multiple reasons, bad turnovers, dropped passes up the wazoo, a defense that did an amazing job that the team just couldn't do enough to help them out at all. It was a game they should have won. It's a team that they're better in than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they looked bad on offense, really bad. And now it's time for them to get their crap together. The Tennessee Titans are easily gotten this year in 2023. I don't think they have the juice this year. A lot of people talk about Mike Vrabel teams and the Titans specifically being a great underdog to bet on. Ravens aren't typically a great favorite to bet on. They don't cover all these spreads, but this is a situation where I am going to put my trust in Lamar Jackson, who very seldom loses two games in a row, very seldom allows his offense to look that poor 2 weeks in a row. And I think those receivers have to step up to the plate this week and make some freaking plays because they were there. It was a game to be had, and they let it slip. Extra attention to detail on the side of the Ravens, extra juice for their offense, and their defense is going to do more than enough to slow down Tannehill and a run game for the Titans that's still looking quite underwhelming for my liking. Been out on the Titans since the preseason. I'm still out on the Titans, even though they're under 7.5 for the season. Makes me nervous because Vrabel, and they just compete somehow, some way. Not this week. Ravens minus four. That's my first pick.
All right. I guess I'll jump in, Pete, if that's cool. Two-leg parlay for me. For number one, I'll just start with the easy one, Miami Dolphins over the Carolina Panthers. There's been talks of the Panthers simplifying the offense for Bryce Young this week. Look, you can simplify it as much as you want. They're not winning this game down in Miami. That's going to be another blowout. And then leg two, I'm just going to back the Cincinnati Bengals here at home over the Seattle Seahawks. Cannot counting them out yet. You know, they've yet to hit their stride. Kind of got things going with the momentum last week with the win over Arizona. I get it's Arizona, but at some point you expect the Bengals to start playing how they are, you know, just minus 160 on the money line. So there's definitely value in throwing them into a parlay. And, Seahawks last two wins are over the, hapless New York Giants and the worst team in the league, according to Cody, Carolina Panthers. So, I'm going to ride with it. I'm going to go Bengals, Dolphins, minus 120, pick number one on the week.
All right. Pick number one for me. You're going to see three road dogs right out of the gate here in some form or fashion across my first two picks. And the first one, we're not talking about a block party where all your dad's friends are playing in the pit throwing horseshoes. No, no, no. We're talking about some lucky horseshoes down in Duval. Give me the Colts plus four. I think they go on the road and win. Look, the Jacksonville Jaguars, You fade them when they're the favorite. You bet them where they are the underdog, and that system is not changing for me. Coming back from London, 2-week hiatus where they should just move there now and save everybody else the time. Coming back home to Jacksonville, the Colts have been pretty frisky, and they're 2-0 on the road. And I actually think they were a better pick when, Meshaw is on the center. You know, they got Meshaw. He's pretty good. So that's a nod to Mike Francesa calling Gardner Minshew Meshaw because Anthony Richardson is out. Meshaw is going to start. And you've got JT the Dream coming back, Jonathan Taylor. I think he has been dying to suit up. I don't think he's actually been that seriously hurt. I think it was the contract dispute. So I think Jonathan Taylor runs wild in his debut for the season. The Colts offensive line, their win rates are through the roof. So, I mean, I don't know what happened last year. And now all of a sudden this year, Quentin Nelson, Ryan Kelly, those guys are back to playing like all pros. But they're moving the football. They're moving the football. 357 yards of offense per game. And they've played some pretty solid defenses so far. So, again, this pick comes back to me. For me, it comes back to you fade Jacksonville when they're a favorite. You bet them when they're a dog. They're a favorite. Give me the road dogs. Give me JT and the boys, Colts plus four. And sprinkle a little bit on the money line.
When you said that you were going with three road dogs, I thought you were going Mark Shen special three-team teaser. You're saying one-off, Colts plus 4.5, let's ride.
Yep, and then you're going to see two. Oh, never mind. You know what? Just scratch that from the record because I'm taking two road faves in a parlay in the next pick. So just forget I said that.
We'll cross the bridge when we get there. We'll cross that bridge. All right, Cody, hit us with number two.
All right, pick number two. I have to unfortunately go against my darlings here. The team that I've backed blindly twice in a row and have gone one-on-one on. But I am buying up the spread, so I'm not fully going against them. I'm hoping for a sandwich, and it would be a sandwich with my buddy Mark over there too. Pick number one, part one of this two-team teaser is Seattle plus 7.5. Seattle has just simply looked really, really good. And as much as I would prefer to back the Bengals here, I don't know that they are all the way back just yet. They looked really good against Arizona, but a lot of offenses, including my New York Football Giants in the second half of that game, have looked really good against this Arizona Cardinals defense. So Seattle up to 7.5. I think that's a really close game. I think those are two relatively evenly matched games, and I think the line shows that. So to get a touchdown on either side there feels pretty good. And as much as I didn't love Seattle coming in to the season, I have to say I've been pretty wrong about that. That team looks really good. Pete Carroll's got them moving well. Geno Smith looks like he's actually supposed to be this type of guy that I thought maybe last year was a fluke. Maybe it's not. So Seattle plus 7.5, they are on the road in Cincinnati. And then I am buying another team up to the same number, another road dog, the Washington Commanders, up to 7.5. And it is simply, I don't think Atlanta is a team that is going to blow you out. I think Washington might and could win this game as is. They haven't looked good recently, but I don't think they're that bad either. So Falcons get a good win against a good Houston Texans team. Desmond Ridder leads them down the field late for a late field goal to win that game. That was still a two-point game. It was still a game that never really got out of that comfort zone of a one-score possession, one-possession game. And I think the same is going to happen here with Washington. So buying Seattle up to 7.5 and Washington up to 7.5, two touchdowns, two hopefully cover, minus 114, that's pick number two.
Cody O'Connor, you and I are on the same page today.
Isaiah
Pacheco about to go off on this Thursday night football game. It's already done by the time you're listening to this, but I'm assuming he went off because me and Cody both need it. We both like it. We both like part of the same bet on this particular one as well. I'm going to use a teaser here on this second pick for me, and I'm going to take the Washington Commanders from plus 2.5 up to plus 8.5, and then I'm going to also take the Chicago Bears, who are currently at plus 3, and I'll put them up to plus 9. I'll start off with the Commanders to piggyback off what Cody said and the Falcons for that matter. I still feel like the Texans were the better team in that game against the Falcons last week. I was fine with that pick. I lost it by a half a point on the podcast, but that line moved to 2 on Sunday morning, so it was actually a push by the time I put it in, and it is what it is. Falcons made a nice drive at the end of the game. Texans fumbled the bag just a little bit, and it's okay. It happens, but like Cody said, the Falcons are not the type of team to blow people away, and even though the Commanders are coming off a pretty bad game against the Chicago Bears, they're a team that can move the ball, that can put up some points, and the defense is going to start to look better. They have to. They have too much talent on that defense in Washington to keep looking this bad. And I just don't trust the Falcons to beat anybody by more than a touchdown. So you get them up to 8.5, get through that 3, you get through that 7, the two key numbers you'd like to pass by. When you do a teaser, this is a teaser made in heaven. On top of that, if you like them plus 2.5, which I kind of do, I just like them a part of this teaser a little bit more. 71% of the cash on the Washington Commanders, according to pregame.com, with just 51% of the tickets. So a 20% spread on tickets versus cash. That's the type of spread you want. That means you're on the sharp side. So I'm feeling like I'm on the sharp side of this teaser. For the second one, going with the Chicago Bears, they're home dogs. They're plus 3 right now. That line's moved, obviously, with the Justin Jefferson news coming out. So we'll get that up to plus 9. We'll jump past the 3. We'll go through the 7. Same concept there. Even if this is 2.5, I'm doing the same thing. But we get all the way to 9 with the Bears. Justin Fields has looked better, a lot better, the last 2 weeks. Yes, it was against the Commanders and the Denver Broncos. But nonetheless, the Vikings are not a defense that all of a sudden Justin Fields is going to look like a pumpkin against. He's going to continue to do well. They're looking so much better as an offensive unit. I think there'll be some points in this game. But I don't think the Vikings are the type of team who are blowing people away either. Even their one victory this point of the year was just an 8-point win against the Carolina Panthers. Bears' offense is much better than the Panthers. The Vikings' offense just took a big hit in losing Justin Jefferson. I still think they got some talent. Kirk Cousins will move the ball, but this team is not built to blow people away right now. Even last year with their 13-win season, we know the stat. 11 of their wins were by one possession. This team is not good enough to blow people away. The Bears are looking like a trending up team, especially on the offensive side of the football. So Bears plus 9, Commanders plus 8.5, standard 2-team 6-point teaser. That's minus 120. And there is my second pick.
All right, pick 2 for me. Another two-legger here. I'm going to start with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to bump them up to plus 3.5. on the road this week against the Jets in a place they are very familiar playing with. Look, Jets have done some good things, especially Zach Wilson's done some good things over the past 2 weeks. Maybe the Jets can pull another, you know, performance out where you don't think they're going to win, and they wind up winning a game. The offense gets some things going. They get some breaks to go their way, but I still don't see it being by more than a field goal if they do, in fact, do that. I think Philadelphia still has too much firepower to where they can keep the game within 3 points. Leg 2, I'm going to go against Pat Boyle here. I will never trust the Indianapolis Colts down in Jacksonville again after what Carson Wentz did in that winner gets into the playoff game. Well, the Colts won, they would have gotten into the playoffs, and they got shellacked 24-0 in that Week 17 game. And another fun fact here, the Indianapolis Colts are winless in their last 8 trips down to Jacksonville, dating back to 2015. Another thing I like here with the Jags, they've won their last 2 games, got some momentum coming from that, and I just can't see them falling to 0-3 at home. That's another thing that I really like going in with this angle, with that angle. So give me Trevor Lawrence and co taking on the backup quarterback in Minshew or Meshaw, whatever the hell his name is or what we're calling him. but give me Jags and the Eagles plus 3.5, minus 120, pick number 2.
Mark, you know what they say when the Colts play the Jaguars? Throw out the record books, the Raiders. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I gave my analysis on why I think the Colts are going to cover, so maybe we hit a nice little middle ground there between the two of us. All right, pick number 2 for me. Yes, not 2 road dogs. I don't know what happened before. I'm a moron, slip of the brain fart, whatever you want to call it. 2 road faves of a touchdown or more, so something you know inexplicably will go wrong with this pick. But fuck it, we're going to do it anyway. Give me the Niners minus 3.5, Eagles minus 2.5. I just bought a couple points on each to where I thought it was comfortable, and you know, you get minus 119 odds on this, so they never say tease through the 0, they never say take 2 road faves of a touchdown or more. Throw out the record books, the Raiders. So here we go. Niners against the Browns. The big reason why I'm taking this, why I've added this, is I'm growing more and more confident, and it's becoming more and more apparent that Deshaun Watson is most likely going to be out yet again. Whatever is going on with his shoulder, you're going to see either P.J. Walker, the XFL legend, or DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Either way, they are both a significant drop-off. And that's saying something, considering Deshaun Watson really has only had 1 good game this year, but they are both a significant drop-off from Deshaun Watson. Browns defense has been able to hold their own. So, you know, again, maybe they keep the Niners to like 24 points, game in Cleveland on the road. Maybe if you get some cold, mucky weather, that's the reason why the Niners don't cover the actual spread. But again, they're just too damn solid. And I think they want to get out to a big lead yet again, like they've done all year, and kind of just go into that, not even cruise control, because they keep battering teams, but just keep running the rock, take the time off the clock. So Niners defense wins this one, -3.5 for them. And then with the Eagles again, as long as Zach Wilson is under center for the Jets, no, I didn't bet against them last week because I'm not a moron, and the Denver Broncos are the only worse team in football than the Jets. But as long as Zach Wilson is under center going against the defense to the likes of the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, you're going to bet against them, all right? So Eagles -2.5. Big one with this to look out for, Elijah Vera Tucker, torn Achilles, done for the year. That is a huge component to the Jets' running game, especially that zone run-blocking scheme that they like to get Breece Hall going into the right side of the line. AVT, I think, is very valuable to this offensive line and this team. So without him, Jets are going to struggle to run the ball. That's the only way they really have any chance of winning this game against Philadelphia. Don't see it happening. So Niners -3.5. Eagles just need them to win by a field goal, -2.5.
All right. Pat, I think you're a little nuts for taking the Eagles -2.5 here. So pick number three for me, first leg, is Eagles -2.5. I mean, for pretty much all the same reasons, but the thing is, the Eagles defense has gotten beat up in the passing game a little bit more than you expected, right? Their secondary is not quite up to the standard that you maybe thought it was going to be, but that defensive line is still for real. And the Jets already had a weak offensive line going into the season. You take out another really good starting offensive lineman, and what's that going to look like afterwards? So even though Zach Wilson has looked better, which, you know, he couldn't have possibly looked worse than he started the season as, and the Jets got a nice win last week against the Broncos, shocker, I just think the Eagles have simply too much. I think they moved to 6-0. No, they haven't looked amazing just yet, but again, kind of like what I said with the Chiefs last week, I think that kind of scares me a little bit more that they've relatively easily gotten to 5-0, and I think they get to 6-0. So I had to fumble with these lines a little bit because they moved on me. So instead of Eagles money line, first leg, Eagles -2.5. And the second leg is going to be Houston, and I'm buying them up to 6.5. And as much as this is a pick on Houston, who I really liked what I have seen so far, and C.J. Stroud continues to prove that he is a legit NFL quarterback, probably the best of that rookie class. To this point, I think there's no question he's been the best quarterback of the rookie class so far. And that offense looks good too. So they have been able to move the ball. And as much of a bet on Houston as this is, it's a bet against the Saints being able to blow them out. I am aware that the Saints just blew the doors off of the Patriots, but I think that was a real indication of who the Pats are. And if I'm telling you I don't think the Saints can beat up a team like that, I sure as hell don't believe they're going to do it twice in a row. I'd prefer them to win, as my future would be better for it. But the simple fact is, I think this is a really close game, similar to that Seattle and Bengals team. I think they're very evenly matched here. So to be able to buy Houston up to 6.5 makes me feel comfortable. I think that's a field goal game at the most. Houston looks really good offensively, like I said. And even though Derek Carr looked much, much better last week, I still think that the Saints have a hard time consistently moving the football. So Eagles -2.5. I think that's a line of scrimmage game, like I said. Houston +6.5. That gets you -110. That's pick number three. And Mark, I'm telling you here, I'll text you in the chat. I'll write it on Twitter. I'll comment on Instagram. It's 3-0 again. How you doing?
How you doing? How you been? The Raiders, as Patty Boyle likes to say, even if they're not in the pick. Well, guess what? They are in the pick for me, but I ain't picking them. We're going with the two-team teaser. We're going to go with the New England Patriots from +2.5 up to +8.5. And then, Cody, another wavelength pick going with the Houston Texans. We're going to get them from +1.5 up to +7.5. Another two-team teaser of underdogs through the three, through the seven. It's a -120 standard 6-point teaser. And this one for me is simple. Bill Belichick, against his disciples, if you will, typically does pretty damn well. We all know that Josh McDaniels, even in games that they win, do not look good doing it. They know how to blow it. They know how to make it interesting. They know how to keep it close in wins, losses, and everything in between. The Patriots have been pathetic. It's the perfect time to get off the Patriots. I say it's the perfect time to get onto the Patriots here. One thing I do like to keep in mind when I'm making all these picks, I'm not just going to look at the team that did well last week and expect the same thing. A lot of times in the NFL, you don't want to look too closely at 1 week prior because it changes so drastically in this league. You can talk about a team for 2 weeks about how terrible they are, and then all of a sudden they come out and they look the part. Well, Josh McDaniel in that offense, Bill Belichick's going to stop him. If there's one thing he can still do is coach a defense. Yes, they're missing Judon. Yes, they're missing Christian Gonzalez. This defense will come to play. I almost thought about dropping their defense in fantasy, and then I saw they were playing McDaniel and the Raiders. The Raiders are going to make sure this one's close for winning, losing, drawing, everything in between. Patriots will cover +8.5 in Las Vegas, even with the Patriots season looking like an absolute dud. I don't care if Zappi's playing quarterback, Mac Jones is playing quarterback. This game is at minimum inside a touchdown, no matter who wins, unless somehow the Patriots get a few turnovers and make it not close at all. But I can't fathom it going the other way where the Raiders blow out New England. On to the second part of that pick, back on the Texans wagon. I just missed with them last week. We get them up through the 3 and through the 7 to +7.5. This offense is going to get their biggest test to this point. They have done well moving the ball. C.J. Stroud obviously not throwing an interception yet. His yard total is climbing and climbing every week. He's looking like the best quarterback in the class. Their offense is good enough to hang with the New Orleans Saints. The Saints obviously just annihilated the Patriots. You can say they got momentum. They might. Not enough to blow out the Texans in Houston and cover that 7.5 that I get them at. So I think the Saints are the better team. I think they're possibly going to win this game, but I really like taking Houston with all those points right there, because even though the Saints got a big blowout victory, they're not ones to typically run away with a game. Their offense is not good enough to run away with games right now. Derek Carr making some strides perhaps with that pass game and Alvin Kamara being back is a positive for the Saints, but this Texans team is feisty, they're competitive, and you get them up to +7.5, I love it. On top of that, 51% of the tickets on the Texans, 59% of the cash, according to pregame.com. Not a huge swing, but enough to make me feel like I'm on the sharp side of this thing. So Texans +7.5, Patriots +8.5, -120 standard two-team teaser. There's my third and final pick.
All right. I guess that's on to me for my third and final pick. Pick number one in this three-teamer. You know I had to have at least one of those in this week. It wouldn't be a Picks Thursday without one of them.
I would have been disappointed if you did anything different.
I'm glad, because I would have been as well, and so would my loyal fans out there. We're going to go with the Los Angeles Rams money line as pick one. Taking on the Arizona Cardinals at home this week. Rams generally dominate Arizona, and you know you got Josh Dobbs at QB, not Kyler, and James Conner is also out in this one, so there was a time for the Rams to respond off a loss. It's at home against the Cardinals. So that's going to be pick number one. Pick number two, going to move over to the 49ers. We're going to take that -2.5 here against the Browns. This pick was 49ers money line earlier in the day when the line was much lower, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be PJ Walker. The money line's now inflated in this one, but still very comfortable taking the Browns. I mean, the Niners down to -2.5 in this one, simply because not only is Watson probably going to be out, Nick Chubb also obviously still out with the injury. So backup QB, backup running back. Gotta like the 49ers to just keep things rolling here in this one. And then the last one. Cody, you mentioned the Carolina Panthers are the worst team in the league. Pat, you said the only team worse than the New York Jets in the league are the Denver Broncos. Let me tell you, there's a team worse than all three of them. We're going to go Buffalo money line over my favorite New York football Giants in this one. This team can't seem to get out of their own way. They faced the Dolphins coming off a loss last week. Now they get the Buffalo Bills coming off a loss. And somehow, Pete, Pat, and Cody, they are in prime time again for all of America to see just how pathetic and unwatchable they are. And nothing makes me happier. Nothing makes me happier. And it's probably going to be Tyrod Taylor at QB this week. So unfortunately, we don't get to see Daniel Jones stink it up once again with that $40 million contract. I know you just hate to see it. But at the end of the day, the Giants are, I think, 15-point dogs in this game. Hell, they might have trouble covering 30 points in this one. But we just need Buffalo to win, and that's the beauty of it. So give me the Bills money line, the Rams money line, Niners -2.5, and one more Cody O'Connor, Mark, you're crazy, for a -120 third pick of the week.
Can I just really quickly, and I'm not even going to comment on that. It doesn't deserve it. Deshaun Watson is officially listed out, though. He is officially out. Giants are winning.
Mark, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much more nervous are you that Tyrod is playing quarterback for that bet with Bill's money line?
I'll be honest with you. Daniel Jones starting, my panic level's probably at about a 1 or 2. Tyrod Taylor, probably 3.5, 4. But let me tell you, if Tommy DeVito played quarterback this week for the New York Football Giants, my panic meter is probably up to about an 8 because this kid is special and needs to get a shot.
There you go.
I'm telling you right now, if Tommy DeVito was deleting the New York Football Giants this week, you'd be shocked at how competent an offense this team looks, and they would greatly threaten the Buffalo Bills up at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Wow. It's really impressive stuff out of you, Mark. It really is. Is it anything to do with...
And he means none of it, which is even the best part.
I wish I could respond, but Pat Boyle lagging big time right now. So I got no clue what he's saying. How about you guys? Any idea?
I agree.
I think he said Giants money line.
Did I lag that bad?
Yeah, you still are. This is one of them where me and Cody should just be going.
I hope there's someone who watches on YouTube, and Pat might be talking right now for all we know. But I hope there's someone on YouTube who's
chat, so.
Appreciating. I hope someone watches it and appreciates now as they start to get the behind the scenes here. When someone lags while we're recording, it still comes out crystal clear thanks to this lovely program we use. But sometimes, like last week, you guys had no idea what I was saying the entire time. And you guys are just like this. Shaking your head. That's nice. Oh, good job, Pete. I'm sure you said something good. But Pat might have had a great comeback there. We'll never know. Maybe we'll know in post.
We'll never know.
All right, Patty, give us your last pick.
All right. Here we go. Last pick. Sorry, boys. We're battling some big-time Wi-Fi problems here. But what I said about Mark is that, yeah, the best part about him saying Tommy DeVito would have the best chance is that he doesn't mean any of this. So that's the best part of all of it. All right, here we go. Final pick. You know what? Everybody and their mother and their sister and their, you know, step-aunt, Aunt Joni, is going to have the Panthers and the Bills in some ticket one way or another, in some kind of parlay, in some kind of teaser. So, I could give you the same thing that your 9-year-old sister with a box of crayons could do in terms of drawing up a parlay. But I'm 3-0 on the last week. I'm feeling myself here. So, you know what? We're going to get spicy, and we are going to take another team that I think is not only going to cover, but they are going to win. And that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that is Baker Mayfield. Because he is going to put on a show in front of the home crowd in Tampa Bay. And right now, I saw 3.5, like, literally just an hour ago. Now I'm seeing 3, but the +3 is -101. So, Pete, I'll leave that up to you whether or not you want to grant me a 3.5. If you want to give me that hook, right now it's -127 on DraftKings. Or if you want to give me the +3. Either way, they're going to win the game, so it doesn't matter. Look, Detroit's been good. They're a very solid team. They are not an elite team, and I think that's where everybody wants to put them right now. We want to throw them in the realm with the Niners and the Eagles, or maybe some people think that they are just a step below. They're not. Not on the road, not against the Buccaneers team that is going to be stout against the run, against the Lion team that Sam Laporta may or may not play. Either way, Amon-Ra St. Brown's coming off the injury. Jahmyr Gibbs, who knows what the hell is going on with him? Is he hurt? Is he healthy? Do they want to play him? Do they not want to play him? I know they have made Mark Shanlugian very angry in their, reluctance to give him the football. That's fine. And then this Lions defense, again, they've been pretty, they're decent. They're not anything special. Here's what it comes down to. Detroit's on the road. We know you take the dome off of a stadium and Jared Goff becomes Garrett Joff, right? He becomes a different quarterback. So the puns are going to keep rolling. The Bucks are going to roll on Sunday. But no, it's Baker Mayfield has played a really, really solid brand of football this year. He's not turning the football over. He's not panicking. He's got a calm, composed presence about him, for the most part this year, which is not we're not used to seeing from Baker. Maybe we get it for like a 2-3 games, but then that Baker Mayfield spin cycle turns into happy feet in the pocket, throw 2 interceptions, cost your team a game where your defense keeps you in it. He's been pretty good so far. And Mike Evans, I know, he's a little banged up. He's on the injury report. He's going to play. So I got no problems with the Tampa Bay offense. That offensive line is finally starting to play like we thought they would, even with Ryan Jensen being out for the year. And again, like I said, that defense They were so banged up last year. Everybody forgot that there's a lot of key guys from that Super Bowl winning defense just a few years ago still on this roster, and they got some dogs, right? So you got Devin White in the middle and Lavonte David. They are going to stop the run. The big Samoan, I don't know if he's actually Samoan, but he looks like it, Vita Vea, he's going to be a problem for David Montgomery. That's like two wrecking balls going into each other. Bucks defense is what's going to get this cover. And I think you see a little something special, a little special sauce to Baker to win this game on Sunday. So Bucks plus 3.5 or 3.
I'll grant you the 3.5, Patty, especially since, you know, we record this on Thursday night as the Thursday night football kicks off. But you had this pick in the bag beforehand, so we'll grant you the 3.5. If Mark Shanlugan was allowed to bet on Thursday night games for a couple weeks, because he put his picks in before the game started. So that was valid. I'll allow this one to be valid too. So we'll give you Bucks plus 3.5. And real quick on the Lions front, because I think you're onto something there, Pat. You look at their wins, and they've been super impressive so far this year. That first win against the Chiefs, that Thursday night football game, first game of the year, is always super wonky. You don't want to put too much stock into it. So if you take that out, their most impressive win was really the Packers win. And the Packers haven't really looked good since then either. The Falcons win was solid, right? Like, who cares? Panthers win again. Who cares, right? So the Lions are looking like this team that everyone's hyping up. However, they have not faced a defense like Tampa Bay. So, Pat, I like that pick a lot. I considered it for one of my straight picks. I just didn't like it as my top three, so I didn't go for it. But I like that side a lot. And, people are going to keep sleeping on the Buccaneers. That division's turning out to be a little bit better than people expected. Any last words? Those are the picks for the podcast, week 6 picks. Any last words from Cody, Mark, or Patty?
Pete, go Devils.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Oh, Jesus. Brutal. Yeah, it's so rough. I wish we were in that part of the season where we could start flexing out the primetime games, because you know what? And part of it goes to this as well. I'll say this before we go. The primetime effect on so many of these teams is enormous. Ryan Russillo says this all the time. Losing on prime time is worth like 3 losses in the eyes of the public, right? A 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock loss is bad. The Giants got embarrassed by the Dolphins. It sucked, and everyone realized how bad it sucked. But losing on prime time and looking bad is so much worse, right? So if they get defeated by the Seahawks in the manner in which they did at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, yeah, here in New York, we're all like, oh my God, they're terrible and this and that. In reality, the Monday night loss, the Thursday night loss, the Sunday night losses, they hit even harder. But part of what my podcast I did that dropped on Wednesday is looking back to what the Giants did last year in 2022. And my main point was all of the people out there who believed the Giants were going to be some sort of contender, some sort of top tier wild card type team in 2023, just didn't look through the right lens of who the Giants were last year. Their wins were mostly against teams that they were supposed to beat, or it was near a pick 'em. They had 2 impressive wins last year. One was in week 1 against the Titans, which was kind of like week 1, what's happening, and the Titans fell apart anyway. And they beat the Ravens, which the Ravens have these weird games probably twice a year. So you look at all their other wins. They beat the Commanders once. They beat the Texans. They beat the Panthers. And it Packers, wasn't that impressive.
They beat Aaron Rodgers.
The Packers, who were also pathetic for the first 7 weeks of the year last year. They weren't good. They weren't a good team last year for the first 7-8 weeks. So all their wins last year were just not that impressive. And I know you're trying. But this year, they lost to all teams that are clearly better than them. The only game that was possibly in question was the Seahawks, and they got annihilated. So I'm not trying to make an excuse for the Giants. This is more a detriment to where they actually are. But they don't beat teams that they're not better than. They're just not that team. They don't punch up. They are guys who beat mediocre to bad teams only. So they'll lose to the Bills this week, but then they got some easy wins. And if we end up seeing the Giants at 4, 5, 6 wins by week 9, 10, 11, it shouldn't be shocking, because they play some bad teams moving forward. But this week against the Bills, they ain't got a chance, because they don't punch up.
Pete, let me tell you, just two quick last thoughts. Somehow, if the Giants are 6-6 by week 9, all the power to you. And lastly, in those 3 games that were mentioned, they were down 10-plus in all those games. They got lucky as hell. So you're doing some crazy math here. The Giants are going to be 1-5 after this week, and – I don't know, by week nine for them to have 5-6 wins, I don't see how that's possible. But you go ahead,
you're bro. Right. It's completely impossible because 6-6 after 9 weeks just does not work for anything.
Well, so, I wasn't doing exact math.
That is not possible.
Very, very fair. I wasn't adding my weeks properly there. So touche. But they play literally the Commanders, Raiders, and Jets in back-to-back-to-back weeks after this game against the Bills. If they win against the Commanders, Raiders, and Jets, are we going to sit here with our jaws on the floor?
I'll be stunned if they beat Zach Wilson because I've said he's the best QB in New York for the last 2 years. So
Fair enough. Tommy D., let's bring in the Jersey's finest, Tommy DeVito. It's time, baby. The Raiders.
Hey, he might All get right. action this week because Tyrod Taylor seems to get injured from a puff of wind at this point. So who knows? Maybe the Bosco kid will get into the game.
Throw out the record books. The Raiders.
Oh, God, boy. The wheels are off.
There we go. What a great episode again. Fellas,
I
great
said
stuff
I wouldn't
by
take
you.
Pot shots at this team, and it's just too easy.
Can't help yourself. It's great. So what are the records right now? I believe I have them saved somewhere. Cody, what's your record? At the moment, you're in first place.
Yeah, I am in first place. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm leading the way here at 10-5.
10-5. I believe that I am 8-6-1. Yep. Does that add up? That adds up. Pat's 9-6 and Mark Shanlugan.
Last place, Pete, 7-8.
The only one with a losing record.
7-8. Ooh. Below 500 losing record, weighing down the winning weeks that you guys continue to have. Look, I follow after the team.
All right. Has Mark been frozen for like 20 minutes for anyone else?
Nope. Just you.
Everyone's good right now.
Yeah,
I haven't heard Mark in like a hot minute.
Well, let me just say this then. Let me say this to close out the show before we get even further off the rails. Mark might be in last place right now. He might have the worst record, but if you're looking to tail the picks on Subway Sports Talk, just remember, throw out the record book, the Raiders. Subway Sports Talk, that's all we got. It's week 6 picks. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, drop a comment on YouTube. You know what to do. Patty B in the house, the Raiders.